Hi there, I'm Lewis Foster, a journalist in the Manx Radio newsroom, and thank you for choosing this edition of Newscast. Now, as a big fan of the TV series Detectorists, I was quite excited to go along and find out more about this next story. A rare piece of Viking gold, unearthed by a Manx metal detectorist, has been declared treasure by the Isle of Man Deputy Coroner of Inquests. The fragment of a gold arm ring belonging to a Viking dates back 1,000 years and was found earlier this year by Ronald Clucas. Well, Manx National Heritage says a highly skilled goldsmith would have created the band by plaiting 8 strands of gold rods together, a specialised technique. And it was found folded in two and is around 3.7 centimetres in length, although would have originally been around 7.7 centimetres. The fragment weighs 27.26 grams, which Manx National Heritage says is a significant weight for a fragment of jewellery of its size. Well, Mr. Clucas, a member of the Manx Detectorist Society, has been detecting for 50 years, with 2025 marking, somewhat appropriately, his golden anniversary of metal detecting. On the find, he says, "It was quite a big shock to discover this lovely piece of gold. I couldn't really believe it at first." Gold generally gives a very low signal on the detector, he says, so you can't really predict what is going to be uncovered. "I've been detecting for many years now," he says, "and found some wonderful things, but to find a piece of gold from the Viking Age, that's really something else." Well, I went down to the Manx Museum to take a look at this gold for myself, and Alison Fox, curator for archaeology at Manx National Heritage, was there to tell me all about it.
We've had another amazing find of some Viking Age treasure, this time a piece of Viking Age gold, which is incredibly rare, not just for the Isle of Man, but generally through the Viking world, really. Pretty much half of what would have been an arm ring or a bracelet kind of thing, and it's been made from plaited gold wires. And it's been found by Ronald Clucas, who's been detecting for 50 years, so this is his golden anniversary of detecting, so it's quite nice he's found a fantastic bit of gold.
Appropriate. Has he found anything like this before, do you know?
Ronnie's found a lot of really, really interesting stuff. A lot of modern material that's really interesting. We had an exhibition here a few years ago called Lost and Found, which was with lots of metal detecting finds, and there were some really lovely things in there, toy cannon and things like that, that Ronnie had found. But actually, probably about... probably just over 10 years ago, he found a Viking Age silver ingot, so something else that the Vikings would have traded in, and a lead ingot by the side of it. So it's not his first find of treasure, but it's certainly his first find of Viking gold.
And what does it mean, this find, for the Isle of Man in terms of tracing our history?
Again, it's kind of adds to the story of the Vikings and the Isle of Man being this central trading post to what they were doing. The Vikings were all about trade. They were all about doing deals. We have fantastic coin hoards from here. We also have some amazing jewellery and metalwork that they found. But one of the things that I find really interesting about this particular piece was it was a beautiful piece of jewellery. Generally, in archaeology on the Isle of Man, we do jewellery really, really well. It's very intricate, as I say, made from 8 rods of gold. But despite its beauty and its, you know, worth to the person who owned it, at some point it was cut in half and then cut again and then squished together and then buried or lost. So, you know, over and above that aesthetic appeal and potentially this skill that was available on the island, it might be that these things were being made here. Over and above that, you know, they weren't shy of thinking, right, well, I need the cash, so there it goes.
Does it tell us anything about the person that might have owned that piece?
I think whoever owned this originally was very wealthy. It was a high value piece, undoubtedly. They would have had, you know, good social status, and they wouldn't have been afraid of showing that off. You know, part of the things about these amazing bits of Viking jewellery is that they were a way to easily carry your wealth, you know, in the days where, you know, you didn't have your handbags or, you know, briefcases or things like that. But also it was a really good way of actually showing people that you had that wealth, you know, you were showing that off as well. So I think we can say whoever owned this originally was quite happy to let people know how wealthy they were.
And looking at it, makes you wonder where the other fragments are, doesn't it?
Oh, I know. We always get this. I say to the metal detecting guys and girls, you know, so many times, will you just find the other bit, you know? But even, you know, this, to have this, although it's been cut, you know, it's fantastic. And that those cuts are actually a bigger part of the story, I think, about what was happening on the Isle of Man. So it wasn't, you know, just about the silver coins that we know were being traded here. They were dealing in, you know, sort of precious metals generally, and bullion as well as coins. But yeah, it would be nice to find the other half.
So just a reminder for anyone listening and wondering about the process of declaring treasure, how does it all happen once from that moment where it's been dug out of the earth?
Yeah, it's essentially whenever anybody finds anything, whether it's treasure or not, then they have to report it to the Manx Museum. In the case where we think it might be treasure, there's the Treasure Act 2017, and that gives out a fairly concise definition of treasure. So in this particular instance, there's part of the definition says it has to be over 300 years old, and it has to have a precious metal content of more than 10%. So that's where this particular object fell in. But there's also other things in the definition, you know, more than two coins of precious metal, prehistoric finds more than two in number, and also if it's of national significance. So if we think it falls into that definition, then obviously with the assistance of the finder and landowner, we will write a report to the coroner, because essentially it's the coroner who decides whether or not something is treasure. They look at the evidence that we present and they make the decision. So hence we have an inquest usually each time. Once something has been declared treasure, as long as everything's been done correctly, and of course in this case Ronald did absolutely everything right, then we start the reward process, because there is a reward payable for finds of this nature. So that's the next step that we'll take.
And for anyone wondering about where they can come and have a look at this fragment, where can they come?
Come to the Manx Museum from Saturday the 31st of, getting my dates mixed up, Saturday the 31st of May. We'll put it on display at the end of Friday, so it'll be here from 9:30 in the morning. Manx Museum is open 7 days a week. It's free. Obviously, you know, we're very happy to accept donations, but come along. It'll be in the Viking Age Gallery, in one of the cases on the wall, but our fantastic front of house team will let everybody know where it's going to be if they want to come along and see it. Just to reiterate our thanks to the finder, Ronald, and the landowner as well. You know, it's not a process that a lot of people go through. So, you know, it's great to have their support and their assistance all the way through this, you know, for finds that are so, so important to the Isle of Man.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.